kind of ties into the message today, be the strong man. Amen? Now, this message, if you like this message, give God all the glory and say, Pastor Mike, what a wonderful message. If you don't like this message, go to Pastor Adam and say, why did you mention that last week, and give Pastor Mike the idea? Amen? You know, families have fun, remember? But when Pastor Adam last week was preaching, he mentioned the word, the strong man. And instantly, I thought to myself, I got to preach that. I have to preach that. Because there's a revelation I've had for many years. I don't think I've ever preached it, about the strong man. And then I said, next time I preach, I'm going to do that. And little did I know that Pastor Brian had assigned me to preach this week, the very next week. But I figure all things work together for good. I figure God knows what's up. Gives me the message when I don't even know I'm preaching the next week, and then I'm preaching the next week with the message. So when things like that start happening, I start getting excited because I believe God is up to something. The Father is up to something. He's trying, purposing, doing everything he can to get things to us so we can have a higher quality of victory in our life. Amen? Praise the Lord. And last weekend, we had our Freedom Weekend seminar. My goodness, it was so well attended. It was amazing. I think it was the best attended seminar we've ever had at this church. And people, you were just getting so full and just pulling on the Lord. And we saw God do such amazing things. You know, something is happening at Capital City Church, and you got to open your hearts. There's signs of revival in the air, in the spirit right now. And we need to open up our hearts and say, Lord, with all that you're doing right now, we are going to run with this. We are going for it. Amen. Not that the challenges won't come, but we've been given the victory that's overcome the world. Amen. We have the victory. Now, the seminar is really one of my favorite teachings to do. It's of all the teachings I do, teaching people how to live free. Teaching people what the Lord has shown me about being free and living with joy and peace and being blessed and being healed, whole and healthy, is one of the greatest things I love to do, because I love people. And I love seeing people happy. And one thing I know about people, when they're sick, it's hard to be happy. When they're broke, it's hard to be happy. When they're under oppression, discouragement, depression, it's hard to be happy. But I know that the Lord has given us joy. Yes, He's given us in his presence is fullness of joy. I'll show you the pathways of life. In my presence is fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11. I know God's plan for you is good. I know his plan for us is good. And if I can just help you to get hold of this, if I can move you along the narrow road a little bit more today, that you can get hold and you can open up your eyes and say, wow, it's true. I'm not supposed to live like the world. I'm not supposed to be all messed up like the world. I'm supposed to be living with peace and joy in the kingdom of God. I'm supposed to have victory. I'm supposed to have this victory, this health, this prosperity that God talks about. Amen? Yes. For a Christian, to know who we are in Christ is vitally important. Because, you know, one thing, it's so easy to talk about what's going on in the world. But see, we have to understand spiritual. As a born-again Christians, we must understand spiritual, and we must live spiritual. Amen? See, a Christian is never intended to live by the same methods, ways of the people of the world live by. We're to embrace the new kingdom lifestyle, the spiritual lifestyle. Amen? And so it's so important that we learn, and we're always growing and maturing. I preached on this, I think, the last Sunday of last year. And Peter says it's so important we're always maturing and growing to get to know Jesus better. See, there's our responsibility. Just like the parents here, their responsibility. They take responsibility to be so strong in the Lord so they can impart it to their children. Well, we need to be people who are so strong in the Lord and getting stronger every day and never letting up. Amen. Always growing, always pressing in. Hallelujah. So I want to talk a bit about the authority of the believer this morning. It's an old message. Kenneth E. Hagin was famous for this message. But so many times we forget this message. We get caught up in so many things going on in our life. And every attempt of the enemy, every circumstance the enemy brings upon us is to distract us, is to weaken us, is to pull us down. Everything, any certain, whatever you hear in the news, anything you hear, you know, in the world, anything you hear from unsaved people, it's an attempt and an attack to weaken you and your faith. Amen? And so it's so important that you and I learn the authority of the believer, who we are in Christ, the kingdom of God, the way of faith. Amen? We have to learn and we have to participate. I know Pastor Brian, he loves the book of James. And I don't know how many times over the years I've heard him say, you got to be what? A doer of the word. Amen? It's not good enough to know the word. You have to do the word. Amen? And that's one thing I've always done in all these 34 years. I've really purposed to be a doer of the word. And I find the more I do the word, the more the word does for me. Just write that down. The more you do the word, the more the word does for you. Amen? But if you don't do the word can't do nothing for you. Amen? It's not rocket science. Amen. Now, we're talking about be the strong man. Be the strong man. And Jesus talks about the strong man. It's in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. This is a scripture that's so misunderstood. I was even talking to my pastor about this week. Pastor Rick and me were talking on the phone. I said, hey, you know what I'm preaching on is the strong man. And we start talking about people's different theology about this scripture. But I want to explain this scripture to you, and hopefully you see yourself in this scripture. Matthew 12, 29, it says, for who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man and plunder his goods? Only someone even stronger. Someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house. Now, see, a lot of people, they get the strong man mixed up. But can, let me just settle the issue today, and hopefully you see it. You're the strong man. I'm the strong man. As a born-again Christian, we are the strong men and women of God. Amen? See, we're the strong men. We're the authority ones. We're the one with the name of Jesus. We're the born-again, spirit-filled Christians. We are supposed to be the strong men. Amen? But the scripture can kind of mess up your head a little bit. For who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man and plunder his goods? Only someone even stronger. Someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house. Now, you see, in scripture, we've been given all this authority. But if we don't use the authority we've been given, be a doer of that authority, then the devil can become stronger than a believer and go into your house, and your house could be your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It could be your home, your family, your children, your marriage, your finances, your health. Amen? And see, if we are not living our life according to the word of God, then we've been weakened. And the devil then can become stronger than us. This is the message today. And my goal and my challenge to you is don't ever let that happen. Don't ever let yourself be positioned in a place where the devil is stronger than you. Now, let me tell you about the devil. The devil is more powerful than any unsaved person on this earth. The devil is called the god of the world system. Everything outside of the kingdom of God, the Bible tells us the devil is running. And Jesus tells us the devil's goal is to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And he's doing a really good job of our society. Praise God for victories. Praise God for answered prayer. We saw some victories this week were answered prayer. Things where the government could not push their agenda through. Things are falling apart, amen. There's certain things falling apart. The worldly agendas because prayer is being answered. Because the church is rising up and being the strong man. Amen? So it's not just, oh, the devil's beating everything up, the devil's winning. No, the devil's losing. But, say but. But he still has much authority. And you and I as Christians, the message is today, you can't give him the place of the stronger person in your life. You must understand who you are in Christ. Now let's look at the context of this scripture. Amen? The context of this scripture. See, Jesus in Matthew 12 was being challenged by the Pharisees, Sadducees, the people in authority, the religious leaders, about where his authority comes from. And they were actually accusing Jesus of using Satan or the devil's power to heal and cast out devils. So they were coming back saying, he's not from God. He's not the Son of God. He uses devil power to do all this work. Amen? See, people want to, if they don't want to admit that Jesus is who he is, they'll use all kinds of other reasoning that's just as foolish as that. We can't get caught up in the human reasoning. We can't get caught up in human ways. Jesus said previously in Matthew 12, 28, but if I am casting out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has arrived among you. So Jesus is very clear. He says, well, it's all devils, all that. No, he says it's not. He says, I'm casting out these demons. I'm healing the sick by the Spirit of God. Therefore, the kingdom of God is among you. Amen? The kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy, empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what it means, Romans 14, 17. If you don't know where that is, write that down. Check that out. But the kingdom of God is not natural food and drink, it says. It's not the natural occurrences, the natural circumstances, but it is righteousness when you got born again. It's peace, the presence indicator of God. It's joy being your strength, empowered by the grace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that's where every Christian is designed to live, amen, in that presence, in that power of the kingdom of God. God never intended a Christian to live within the world system, in the world's ways. So did he ever think we would do that? He always meant us to be the strong man. We were always intended to be the strong man, but what happens is that the enemy creeps into Christians' lives with circumstances, with hurts, with offenses, with unforgiveness, with financial challenges, health challenges. He sneaks in, and then we buy into the fact that, oh, where's God in all this? God is there, but he wants you to be the strong man. He doesn't want to let you get plundered. He doesn't want you to allow the enemy to come in and tie you up and plunder your goods. Amen? Amen? Yeah. See, a Christian has the same authority and power available to them as Jesus had on this earth. And I mean, some people's minds, they go, whoa, what are you talking about? Jesus? Yes, Jesus made it clear that all power and all authority have been given unto us. Amen? Luke chapter 10, verse 19, right out of the Freedom Weekend. Behold, this is Jesus, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. How much can hurt you? If we're the strong man, nothing shall by any means hurt you. And people would say, that could be a good place to live. Amen? It's available, but we have to be always maturing and growing. We can't stay where we're at and expect different results. The whole purpose of reading your Bible, praying, coming to church, being involved with ministry is so you continue to grow and mature and come to that place where you recognize, I can't be hurt. Amen? Isn't this something? I can't be hurt. No. My kids aren't going to go to school and come home sick all the time. No. This has got to stop. And I know that I'm not condemning, I'm not picking on people, but it just shows us how we have to grow. Amen? We have to grow because it's so easy. You know, I remember when Levi, and Brian can tell you the same thing too, when Levi went to preschool, they said, well, there's 7 viruses he'll get, and he'll have to go through all that. Because every little kid goes to school, there's 7 main virus streams that he'll get over the next little while, then he'll build his immune system. And it's so easy. Well, the expert said so, so of course. But I think we can grow and say no. I think we could get such a revelation of the blood of Jesus that when our kids leave the house, we can literally know there's a hedge of protection around them that a virus will not come into their body. Sickness and disease cannot come into our kids' bodies. And now I'm not foolish enough to think that this never happens because even Levi has got some of this stuff. And I'm not saying bad faith. I'm saying we got to grow. And I'm not even saying for Brian and Melissa. I'm saying as grandparents, we got to grow. Amen? We have to recognize there's a place to reach up to. But if we don't know it's there, we'll never try to attain it. That's my goal today, is we're all at another place. Amen? You and I are all at a certain place. And the last thing you ever want to say is, I'm already there, Pastor. Good message, Pastor. I've been living there for years, not an issue in my life. No way. Well, yes, you got to deal with your pride and your foolishness, and you really got to get over yourself. Because I don't know about you, but I don't think I've never met anyone who's arrived yet. Amen? So in no way is this condemnation, but it is a challenge going out. There's places to go. There's places to grow. We can mature. We can become that strong man. Amen? I hope you see my heart here. I'm trying to help you. If you can't see something, if you don't know it's there, you can't attain it. Can't even get close to it. I remember a pastor of mine, he says, you know, Mike, if you shoot for a 5, you'll hit a 3. But if you shoot for a 10, you might get an 8. An 8 is better than a 3. Amen? When we know there's things to attain to, then we should put our challenge hats on and say, let's go for it. Let's go after it. Amen? Praise the Lord. See, behold, Jesus says, I'm about to tell you something that's going to blow your minds. But listen anyways, because I'm telling you the truth. And then he says in Ephesians 6:16, he says, above all, that's right up with behold. He says, above all, nothing below, everything. This is it. This is what I'm telling you, something amazing. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. What? All? See, we can get our faith, we can attain a level of faith that we can defeat every attack of Satan. We can get to a place in our authority where nothing shall by any means hurt us. Amen? You say, Pastor, this is extreme. Of course it's extreme. We have an extreme Jesus. We have an extreme faith, and we can attain to it. We can challenge ourselves to get into the Word, to read, to pray, to be in church, to minister, to confess the Word. We can challenge ourselves that no matter what's going on in our life, not to look at the natural, but to search the spiritual. This is where we have to be in these last days, my friends. Romans chapter 8. Verse 37, Paul's saying, yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Do you see? See, again, it's not a hope for the best gospel. It's an absolute guarantee gospel. See, we're to live with this guarantee that we're the strong man. We have authority over that. When sickness attacks our body, we have authority to say, get out of my body in Jesus' name. I will not tolerate you there. Poverty, the things going on in this world, we don't have to participate. Yet in all these things, we are more, not just conquerors, we are more than conquerors. He says, nor principalities, nor powers. That's all demonic power on this earth you have been given authority over. That's the authority of the believer. That you and I have been given authority over all demonic powers. That's why Jesus said in Luke 10, 19, amen? Nor any other created thing. Amen? So, you know, we say, wow, the politics. Oh, the economy. Oh, the healthcare system. Oh, the education system. Yeah, you can complain and whine about that all you want. But all those things are empowered by the world system. Amen? And you can whine and complain about those all you want, but they're not changing. They're not changing until we have revival in this nation, till the majority of people become Christians, and then we say, we want it this way. We want prayer back in schools. We want chapels back in school. We want the Bible back in school. But that only comes out of a revival when the majority of people become Christian, and then the politicians say, we better listen to those Christians. They're the one to put us in power. Amen? And it will happen, my friends. There is a shift going on right now. Amen? But let me tell you that you can't let the created things affect the eternal promises. Oh, someone should write that down. You can't let the created things affect your eternal promises. If you let created things affect what God has said, you won't confess the eternal promises, and you won't give God enough to work with to bring you out of the situation. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what I thrive on, and I do thrive on this, I think I come across as that sometimes, but I do thrive on this. I get so excited about this. I'm so happy to be a Christian. I'm so happy to have this authority. I'm so happy to be able to cast out devils. I'm so happy to be able to do miracles. I'm so happy to live blessed. I'm so happy to have trained my family up in this. And this is not a new thing. Oh, Pastor, when did you get this revelation? I've been living this for 34 years. This church has been built on this for 25 years. My friends, this is nothing new. This is lifestyle. This is the lifestyle by which we live and by how we're blessed. And so what I'm encouraging you is to come along for the ride. Quit trying to figure things out. We figured this out 30 years ago. You know, Kenneth E. Hagin preached Mark 11, 24 for 65 years, and the preachers would come up, people come up and say, Pastor Hagin, when are you going to move off Mark chapter 11? He says, when you understand and get to live by faith. When you get it, I'll move forward, but people aren't getting it yet. There's a life of faith that's amazing. There's a place in the Spirit that's incredible. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Linda had, I remember she gave a message. I think it was her message. I'm giving her credit for it anyways. Praise the Lord. And she said it this way. She says, you know, Christianity is like a pie. You preached this once, right? I think you did. Anyways, she gets a credit. Amen. Good preacher. Amen. Christianity is like a pie. And, you know, if you really like pie, you cut it into, say, 6 pieces. If you don't like it as much, you might go 8 pieces. Right? But, you know, sometimes I remember when we were young, if there's 4 of us, we just cut into 4 pieces. Amen. But then we got a little smarter, say we can't do that very often. Amen. Amen. But as a Christian, you got to understand your Christianity, your life of faith is like a pie. There's certain things we have to grow and mature into, and then we have to be doers of the word in those areas for us to be the strong man. And if we don't be, if we aren't strong, if we aren't conquering, if we're not maturing and growing into all the areas, all the pieces of pie, if we leave a piece out, we end up having doors open for the guy, and all of a sudden we're not the strong man. There's someone stronger than us entering our and causing circumstances. Are you see what I'm saying? Say, I need the whole pie. You need to be the whole pie. I like coconut cream. I like fresh-made coconut cream found on the Cabot Trail at 12 noon. It's just been made fresh, and I pull it on my motorcycle, and I say, do you have any coconut cream pie? They say, it's just fresh. I say, I'll have a piece of that after I have my burger and fries because I'm on holidays. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? But I don't want to eat the whole pie, but I need to have every piece of pie in place. Amen. So as a Christian, we have to be the strong man, the strong woman. I'm just using strong man because the Bible says strong man. Amen? We must understand that in the world, the devil is stronger than any power of unsaved people. Amen? People say, I don't know what's happening in this world. Let me tell you, it's the devil destroying. Period. Well, that Mr. Trudeau. Don't blame Mr. Trudeau. Amen? He's just not saved. Don't blame this person. Don't blame that. They're just not saved, so they're under demonic power right now. The whole world is. Amen? Every once in a while, a Christian gets involved, and they start changing things. They get involved in place of authority. That's why I believe, you know, if God's ever putting your heart to become in the political system, to be a city councilor, to go for MPP or MP and say, and start getting yourself out in our society to get your name built up, influence built up, that you can join politics, I think we need more born-again Christians in politics. Amen. But we have to be in faith. We have to be on guard, living in the authority of the believer. That's your and my responsibility. See, it's very important to understand we've been given responsibilities as believers to maintain our position of the strong man. See, and if you don't take those responsibilities and don't carry out those responsibilities, you can't be a strong man. You're still going to heaven, praise God. But there's one way to go to heaven as a strong man, and there's another way to go to heaven as a weak man. And the weak man being born again has a pretty rough time on this old earth. Getting to heaven, and a lot of them give up on God because it's too hard on this earth. My friends, this teaching will keep you saved. This teaching will get you heaven in style. Amen? Now, being in first piece of the pie, being in covenant, being a tither. Can I just tell you this? In my opinion, what I believe my revelation is, your life of faith can't even start until you're a tither. Amen? It's impossible to say, well, I live by faith, I just don't tithe. Impossible. Impossible. Because when you don't tithe, you're saying, I don't trust God. How can you live in faith in someone you don't trust? You might as well settle the issue. If you're not a tither, you're not really living by faith, and you're not a strong man. Amen? But that's one piece of the pie. Amen. That's not the whole pie. We don't do sermons and series on tithing here. We just encourage everybody every week to be in covenant because we know it's so vitally important to be in covenant, to trust God. But here's another piece of the pie, reading and studying the Word of God. See, you could be a tither and an offer, but if you're not reading and studying the Word of God with that, that piece of pie is not there. And if that piece of pie is not there, even though you're in covenant, you don't know the will of God. If you don't know the will of God, that even though you're in covenant with God, you don't know what your covenant is. You don't know what to believe for. You don't know what to confess because you're not a student of the Word of God. Amen? Say, I need the whole pie. See, the whole pie is important, you see. And so we need to be in covenant. We need to be someone who's reading and studying the Word of God, renewing our minds. Amen? Being a doer of the Word that we read about. We have to be praying. Another piece of the pie is prayer. We have to be people of prayer. Amen? We have to learn about being people of prayer, praying in our understanding, praying in tongues, being baptized with the Holy Ghost. But what do we pray? I've seen some people, and I've heard some people pray, no one in this church, of course, but other people in other churches may. But I've heard people start prayer meetings up, and I'm listening to them, and I say, they're not praying. They're complaining. God's not listening to your complaints. He's listening to the Word of God that comes out of your mouth. But if you don't study and learn the Word of God, you don't know how. You can't pray because the Word of God has to come out of your mouth in prayer in faith for God to answer His Word. Say, I need the whole pie. Amen? See, these are the type of things, being in ministry, talking about Jesus to people. You know what? When you witness to someone about Jesus, you know who gets blessed the most? You. Amen? Can I just tell you, I'm getting blessed the most by preaching. Amen? Because I've had to spend hours in this message. I've had to work through this. I had to get revelations. And now I get to share with you the revelation that God's put on my heart. And the person who's doing the ministry is always the most blessed person in that ministry occasion. And the more you're a witness, the more you're out there volunteering, doing kids club, doing something in your church, the more you're sharing at work, the more you're doing that, you know what? The more blessed you will be, the more revelation you will have, the happier you'll be, the more fulfilled you will be. So witnessing is part of the pie. Amen? Sharing Jesus is part of the pie. Amen? So all these things are part of the pie. Praise the Lord. Confessing the word. That's a big part of the pie. Jesus says in Hebrews 3:1, he's the high priest of our confession. So he has to hear the word of God coming out of our mouth, so he has something to work with. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to kind of wind this down a little bit because we still have communion, and I got another revelation for you there too, praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, 16. There, Peter. See, Peter's the books of Peter are amazing books. You should study those books. You should understand. Peter was just like you. I mean, he's a simple guy, but he's very profound. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, renew your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that has been brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, that means your whole pie is in place, not conforming yourselves, not to the world, to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. And because it is written, be holy for I am holy. You know what holiness is? The whole pie is in place. You know, people get messed up with holiness, but I had a simple definition of holiness for many years. Obedience to the word and will of God. Whatever God says to do, I do. If he doesn't say to do it, I don't do it. If the Bible says do it, I do it. You know, the one thing a holy person, somebody who's in holiness, never really is good at is saying, well, in my opinion. Well, I've always thought. Well, I think, see, if you're going to live in holiness, you can't be that way. You cannot have a separate opinion outside of the Word of God. Holiness is the whole pie in place. And that whole pie is lived and operates on the obedience to the Word and will of God. Whatever God says, just do it. You'll be blessed. Say, well, I can't afford a tithe, or you don't know what's I'm going on. You don't know the pain I'm in. You don't know this. You don't know that. Yes, I do. Because I happen to have lived for almost 68 years on this earth. I've been through a bit. I can relate. But see, if you give too much sympathy, you allow someone to slip back in and give up on every piece of pie. Amen? Now watch now. Jesus told us the devil will try to attack us. Amen? Again, if we go back to Peter, it won't come up on your screen because it put us up late at the last minute. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen? Can I just paraphrase this? He's like a roaring lion. Jesus is the roaring lion. He's like a strong man, but you're the strong man. Amen? He's seeking whom he may devour if the pie's not in place. Amen? You just don't let him. See, when you're walking in authority, when you're really walking, when we're really walking in authority as a church, as individuals, as Christians, the devil may come take a peek, but then he sees your authority, says, no, not him today. I'll go find someone who's weaker. Do you ever see those African movies of the animals and the lions and all the taking down the gazelles and taking down the zebras and all the, and you know what they do? They always look for, you know what I'm talking about. Who are they looking for? Weak ones. Where are the weak ones always? At the back. They're always the stragglers. They're out of the power group. Out of the protection. And we can say out of the protection of the church family. Out of the protection of covenant. Out. And see, and that's what tends to happen. So we can't tolerate in our lives. We can't let the stuff happen. Amen? He seeks to whom he may devour. He tries to be the strong man, but you have to be the strong man. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right. All right. Praise God. I want you to get hold of this today. Matthew, you should start playing 5 minutes ago. Praise the Lord. Say, doesn't this pastor ever take responsibility blaming Pastor Adam if you don't like the message and blaming Matthew for going on too long? No, I like having fun. Amen. I don't take any of this seriously. I hope you don't either. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in Jesus. Everything Jesus said is true. Amen. Let me tell you, my friends, it all starts with Jesus. Everything starts with Jesus. Faith starts with Jesus. You can only become a strong man and have all this power and authority by getting first born again. It's so important that you and I recognize the born-again experience. And Nicodemus came to Jesus and he says, Jesus, what must I do? Jesus says, you must be born again. Marvel not, you must be born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Jesus would not perish but have eternal life by being born again. See, it's all about being born again. It starts with being born again. You may be online. You know me, I really like to rewatch people. You might be rewatching this months from now, or even tonight. You might be here today and you just had a challenging week. You might be in the midst of some circumstance that the devil's trying to tell you, see, this Jesus thing doesn't work. You ever been there? I have. I've been there. I didn't think sometimes I was ever going to get better. I was there where I felt after 3-4 weeks of being sick that I wasn't getting any stronger. There's no way. But God is faithful. And one day, I felt a little twinge inside of me. And I knew everything turned around. Amen? The devil would love for us to start saying, oh, this Jesus thing doesn't work. My friends, it always works. Jesus will never let you down. But you must remain the strong man. It all starts with Jesus. We're going to put a prayer up. If you're not born again, if you're backslidden, if you're even having thoughts because it's been a tough week, I want us all to say this prayer. For you who say it for the first time, you will be born again. For you who are backslidden, you can slide right back home. For us who've just had a challenging time, you can reaffirm your faith in Jesus. Let's say this all together. Say, Jesus, thank you for paying the price for my salvation. I ask you to forgive me of every sin. I repent. I'm purposing to change the way I think and live. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, help me learn about you and grow in this kingdom lifestyle. I declare you're my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for receiving me. Amen. Say that for the first time. Say that you come back home. Say that you got reassurance. Let me tell you, if you've said that prayer and you needed that prayer today, when we close this service, we have a time of prayer for people. Why don't you make your way to the front and tell someone ministering, I said that prayer, I meant that prayer, and we will encourage you with more prayer. We'll build up your faith and let you experience the presence and power of Jesus. Amen. As it will be a spirit, soul, and body experience. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.